हरे कृष्णा। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी, जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी, जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी, जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Sri Radhe Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Prahlada Narasimha Dev Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Gurudev Jaya Jaya Gurudev Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol
Sri Sri Gauritai Ki Sri Sri Radhavala Bhagwan Ki Sri 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 Jagannath Bala Subhadramai Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Nitai Gaur Premande Hare Krishna. Welcome to Srimad Bhagavatam class. So today class is immediately after yesterday's Ratayatra. And I'm sure many devotees have served Lord Jagannath Vallabha Subhadramaya yesterday throughout the day. As a result, I guess they are physically tired a little bit. So that is reflected in today's presence of number of devotees here. But I'm very glad that some of you made, in spite of those difficulties, or not difficulties, srama that you put in serving Jagannath, but you got up early and then came here. Thank you very much. So the today's class, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2, Text number 57. So the title of the chapter is Hiranyakashipu, the King of the Demons. So Hiranyakashipu, the King of Demons, is a very powerful king, ruling demons. Of course, he was ruling others, but he's popularly called the King of Demons. So today's verse is actually, when you read purport, Prabhupada's interpretation of this verse, Prabhupada, talks about, the most wonderful things in the world. So this is in the context of Yadistra and Yamaraj's interaction. We will see in the purport. So first we will read So today's verse, before we do that, so let us invoke auspiciousness. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So up to yesterday, and the devotees have actually discussed the verses from this chapter up to 55. Then the verse 56 is actually in the context of this 57. So we will see 57 read, and then of course we'll also see the 56, the previous verse, and that the brings the connection. So first let us read word by word so that we can easily chant the whole verse more easily by statement by statement. Evam yuyam apasayantaha atma payam abuddhaya na enam prapsastya sochantaha patim varsyasate api. We'll read statement by statement as written on the board. Yevam yuyam apasayanta. Yevam yuyam apasayanta. Atma payam abuddhaya. Atma payam abuddhaya. Nenam praptastya sochata. Nenam prapsayatha sochantaha. Patim varsya saterapi. Patim varsya saterapi. Yevam yuyam apasayanta. Atma payam abuddhaya. Nenam praptastya sochataha. Patim varsya saterapi. Yevam yuyam apasayantaha. Atma payam abuddhaya. Nenam prapsayastha sochantaha. Patim varsya saterapi. Yevam yuyam apasayantaha. Atma apayam abuddhaya. Nenam praptayastha sochantaha. Patim varsya saterapi. Yevam yuyam apasayantaha. Atma payam abuddhayantaha. Nenam prapayastha sochantaha. Patim varsya saterapi. Thank you. Okay, so we will translate word to word. Evam, thus. Um, you. Apasayantaha, not seeing. Atma payam, own death. Abuddhaya, O ignorant ones. Na, not. Enam, him. Praptasya, he will obtain. Sochantaha, lamenting for. Patim, your husband. Varshasate, for 100 years. Api, even. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thus, Yamaraj, in the guise of a small boy, told all the queens, you are all so foolish that you lament, but do not see your own death. Afflicted by a poor fund of knowledge, you do not know that even if you lament for your dead husband for hundreds of years, you will never get him back alive. And in the meantime, your lives will be finished. Purport. Yamaraj once asked Maharaj Yudhishthira, what is the most wonderful thing within this world? Maharaj Yudhishthira replied, so this is in Mahabharat, Vana Parva, 313.116. Ahani ahani bhutani gacchantiha yamachalayam sesha satvaram ichhati kim acharyam atha param. Hundreds and thousands of living entities meet death at every moment. But a foolish living being nonetheless thinks himself deathless and does not prepare for the death. This is the most wonderful thing in this world. Everyone has to die because everyone is fully under the control of material nature. Yet everyone thinks that he is independent. That whatever he likes he can do. And he will never meet death but live forever and so on. So-called scientists are making various plans by which living entities in the future can live forever. But while they are thus perceiving such scientific knowledge, Yamaraj in due course of time will take them away from their business of so-called research. In that context, we'll also read the previous one, but we'll do that next.
Om Ajnana Trimindasya Jnananjala Salakaya Chaksurul Mitam Ena Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha Namavo Mishnapadaya Krishnapadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamini Namaste Sursadevi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pachata Deshatarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gauravaktavanda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Verse again.
Today's verse, number
57. Thus, Yamaraj, in the guise of a small boy, told all the queens, you are all so foolish that you lament but do not see your own death. Afflicted by a poor fund of knowledge, you do not know that even if you lament for your dead husband for hundreds of years, you will never get him back alive. And in the meantime, your lives will be finished. So here you see, you know, the first word, thus. So that the, thus means the generally there's a connection to the previous one. Okay? So thus I am doing. So therefore I am doing. Therefore, so you're just the justification of the previous thing, now the conclusion. So those of you who have not attended some previous class, just very briefly summary and the connection to this verse. So this chapter essentially starts, starts with when Lord Varadeva Vishnu incarnation killed Hiranyaksha. The family members includes his elder brother Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha's wife, then of course mother Diti and the children, everyone was lamenting. When the family members are lamenting, generally the most head of the family, so in this case head of the family was Hiranyakashipu, so he was pacifying them with sweet words. He can't be very harsh with them. Already they are lamenting, crying about passing away or death of Hiranyaksha. So he was with the sweet words and kind words, he was pacifying them. So he was pretty much almost giving them, Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, just like Lord Krishna has given it to Arjuna when he was also lamenting. He was lamenting about possible death of family members, whereas here the death has already happened. So Arjuna was lamenting, if I fight, I will have to kill all these soldiers, warriors standing in front of me, and they are actually my own relatives. Grandfather, Bhishma Dev, Param Guru, Dronacharya, various other soldiers, even the animals, you are lamenting about animals also, like this elephants, they belong to our kingdom. So like that you are lamenting, then Lord Sri Krishna has inspired him, taught him, what are we really? What is our true identity? Are we this body? Are we soul? In the same way, Hiranyakashipu also, has tried to inspire them in telling them that body is, temporary, and this hero is Hiranyaksha who died. He is temporary, so his real is not died. So like that he is explaining. But they didn't get convinced. So when they don't get convinced, what do you do? So perhaps you give some examples, allegory. Maybe that inspires. So that is when he brought in this death of King Suyajana. So when the king died, all the queens were crying about king, the death, and they're hoping that they can get back. So that's a lamenting is going on. So then the Hiranyakashipu has started, telling them this story. And there he brought in Yamaraj into picture. So he said, okay, they were lamenting so much that even Yamaraj himself has come in the form of a, small boy, 5-year-old boy. And then, of course, Yamaraj also saw the situation. Then he also tried to inspire all these queens. So he also gave his own parvachan, and almost Yamaraja Gita. So very beautiful, almost like chapter 2, just like we read in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. What are we really? And with many examples he explains. I think looks like they are also not convinced. So this lamentation is going on. So this instruction of Yamaraj happened from almost verse number 37 to 49. So he talked about, even inspire them, who is Supreme God and how everything works under control of Supreme God. So if Supreme Lord wills, one can be protected. If he doesn't will, no one can protect. So this is very nicely explained. Then he also talks about, so nature of soul, just like we said in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita. So still they're not convinced. So in verse number 49 he says, those who have full knowledge of self-realization, so they know very well that soul is eternal, whereas body is temporary. But unfortunately, so the persons with no knowledge of self-realization, they simply lament. So therefore, this is very difficult situation. So we need to educate that person to come out of illusion. So then he was thinking what to do. So this is when
Yamaraj also brought in another story. This is like another allegory. Hiranyakashipu brought in Yamaraj, and the death situation, then brought in Yamaraj. Now Yamaraj is bringing in this story of two Kulinga birds, basically pair. So these two Kulinga birds, husband and wife, so they were sitting on a tree. So at that time, the hunter was waiting to capture them. So somehow hunter is managed to capture the female bird, the wife bird. How did he capture? Usually hunters, they throw some, grains. Also put a nest, net. So then when the birds try to go there and eat, then it will capture. So its leg gets stuck, then it is captured. So this male bird is, Kulinga bird is, lamenting about the situation. So what is the lamentation? First lamentation was, so here also it says, so you all are, foolish. Then you are simply lamenting. You don't even know that your death also is coming. So lamentation. So even there also this bird, male bird was lamenting. So lamenting that, this is God, providence. God, why did he, capture my wife and going to kill this? Definitely the hunter is going to kill. Then maybe it is better that God also kill me. So then he's also lamenting that what will happen to these all small babies, who will look after? So like this he's lamenting. So meanwhile, so what happened? So in the previous verse you will see. So just to read the previous verse. Because of the loss of his wife. So this is the context. You will see this in this verse number 57. Thus Yamaraj told all the queens. So the previous verse exactly gives a indication of what he is explaining. So the previous verse he is saying, Yamaraj says, because of the loss of his wife, the Kulinga bird lamented with tears in his eyes. Obviously in lamenting you don't laugh. You cry and lament. Meanwhile, following the dictation of mature time, the hunter, who was very carefully hidden in the distance, released his arrow, which pierced the body of Kulinga bird and killed him. So here, so the most important is, so this, what we see. So here the lamentation going on. So while lamenting, at mature time. So this hunter cannot simply release his arrow randomly with the hope that he can kill that Kulinga bird. But what did hunter do? So he has hidden and is waiting for the right time. That's called mature time. Right time. For everything there is a right time. So for our birth there is a right time, and there is also death there is a mature time. Correct? The maturity. So mature time. So he is waiting for the dictation of mature time. So that means in this case, so when the bird was completely still, so not looking around, because if something is coming, the bird is attentive, it will fly away. So he will miss. The arrow will miss the target. So therefore he was waiting for bird to be very still and not that attentive. At that time he releases the arrow, then kills the bird. So this mature time is something we need to understand also. So here also there is a time. Varsya Satir. Varsya means year. Satir, 100 years. So time. So what is this actually time? So you will understand what is this time very nicely in Bhagavad Gita. So this chapter number 10, which is opulence of the absolute. So Lord Krishna also explained his opulence. You can see Lord Krishna, so here in the temple in the form of deities, Radha Krishna, Radha Vallabha, Gaurnita, Jagannath Valsupadame. So that is how you see in person with our eyes. But those who are yogis, perfected in Ashtanga Yoga, perfected in Dhana Yoga, So they are able to see, yogis with their perfect vision, they can see a Supreme Lord in the form of Paramatma, Super Soul. And those who are really pure devotees, so they will be able to recognize when Lord comes in front. Otherwise, we can't recognize. Even if Krishna is in front of us, we won't be able to recognize him. And we saw in Mahabharata also, when Lord Krishna, you know, so we was there in Kurukshetra war, and before that also he was there. So he tried to solve this problem that Kaurava Pandavas having enmity and fight, many ways as a messenger. But many have seen, but hardly anybody has recognized Lord Sri Krishna as the Supreme Bhagavan. Only those who are pure devotees, few of them recognized. So we need to have a right eye to see a Lord. Correct? But the general public, how can we see a Lord? So therefore, Krishna, you know, explained in chapter 10. So his, you know, opulence in simple way. He says, you know, if you drink a water, correct? Water in the glass, you get taste. You're getting a taste of that water. When it is nice taste, then only you drink. Otherwise, you don't drink. So you see the taste of water as me. So Krishna is telling. So if you want to see Krishna, you can see Krishna in the taste of water. So that's how you see. Or when we wake up, generally when we wake up, when it becomes a day begins, when does day begins? When sun is rising. Correct? When sun is rising, so we think of the day, you know, comes, we wake up, then start our activity. So you can actually see Krishna in sun. You can see sun is the eye of Krishna. Night time, moon you see. That moon is the eye of Krishna, like a two eyes. He got Krishna also has two eyes. Of course, Krishna can have unlimited eyes. In Satchidananda Vigraha, in his the perfect form, in Goloka Vrindavan, he has got two eyes. So he says, in this material world, you can see me whenever you see a sun, whenever you see a moon, you can see me. Correct? You can remember Krishna. Oh, Krishna is appearing. His opulence is appearing. His energy is appearing. I think today is Amasa, so you may not see moon. Amasa today? Yes. You may not see moon. Tomorrow onward slowly start appearing like a wing. Now when you sleep, eyes is closed. Then you slowly open. Similar like the day 15 days, then you will see full eye open. This moon will appear. Okay, you can see moon and see a lot. And another way of seeing Krishna is time. So in that chapter 10, verse number 33, Krishna says, Aham evakshya kalo. Aham is I am. Eva, certainly. I think you also see Eva here also. Certainly, evam. Eva, certainly. Then kalam. Kalam is kala. Right? You can see me in the form of kala. See, this time is not stopped. Time is keep moving. And what is that, the moving thing? This is, can we hold it, hold the time? No, time you can't hold it. No one can hold the time. Time is keep moving. Correct? This is called impersonal. We say personal form and impersonal form. So this is the impersonal energy of Lord Sri Krishna. So Krishna's energy. So that is why he says, I am also time. The time which is inexhaustible. Can we exhaust the time? Our time in this world is kind of exhausted, this body. Correct? So maybe 50 years finished. But this is unlimited. Just goes on. So Krishna says, I am the time. So you can see Krishna's energy. And time is Krishna's energy. And with Krishna's energy, everything happens in this world, including this killing of this Kulinga bird. So that's what in previous verse Lord says. Actually, Amaraj is saying, but also here also same thing. So by understanding that, at mature time, hunter was able to release the arrow and kill that bird, you know, because at that time this bird was simply lamenting, you know, not attending about its own situation. That wife bird, that is female bird, has died, you know, under captive of this hunter. Now, so this male bird pretty much considered that it is dead only. And meanwhile, so without, you know, conscious of his own death, he is simply lamenting for so long that hunter has released arrow and killed. In the same way, so thus Yamaraj is saying, Yamaraj is telling them, first he told them a story. All the queens, he told them a story. Right? Because he gave them a philosophy. Philosophy they didn't understood. Person, when they are in complete illusion and lamenting so much, at that time you give a philosophy, hardly anybody will understand. At that time you just explain an example, allegory, an example in a simple way. In this case, Yamaraj chose the bird example. So they seem to have understood a little bit. So he's saying that in the same way, just like what happened to that Kulinga birds, in the same way, you know, will happen to you also, that you will meet a death and you all are foolish, just like that bird. So that is how he, you know, talks about. Then of course Krishna's energy will act. So of course Krishna has many energies. Time is one of the energies of Lord. Right? So we have many light, you know, air, oxygen, carbon, all the things, water, the earth, so all these panchabhutas, all of these are in Krishna's energy. So time is one of them. So time is the energy of Krishna, and one who knows the time? You know, past time, present time, and the future time. So we know past time, what happened yesterday. Remember, right? Yesterday what happened? We don't remember yesterday, but maybe we don't remember what happened 1 or 2 or 10 years. Maybe we might remember some 10 years, 20 years, maybe our boyhood or childhood. We remember a little bit. But we won't remember what we were in our previous life. Can we remember what we were in previous life? We don't remember. Nor we know what happens in next second. The future is also unknown. Although we make a lot of future plans, but future is also unknown. So nobody knew in, you know, something like September 2099, that this big, you know, trouble comes to the world in the form of this coronavirus. Nobody knew. Lots of planning is being made. Suddenly it appeared. And of course, nobody knew when it will disappear completely. And also the future is unknown. But who knows present, past and future? Krishna knows. That's why it's called, you know, Trikala Jnani. So Trikala. Trikala. First, past, present, the second kala, and the future. Three kala agnani. Krishna knows. Only Krishna knows. Why Krishna knows? Because it is his energy. Energy is in control. If something is in control, it will do the way you want. Correct? If it is not in your control, it won't do. It will do whatever it wants. So the time is under the control of Krishna. So yeah, Krishna knows. So this the conception of time. So when we have a time, so there are two things that we can see. Wherever there is a time, you see there is something temporary, something eternal. Correct? Oh, this is temporary. Why do we say this is temporary? Because this life is only, life of this small ant is only 20 days. Correct? The life of some bacteria is only few seconds. The life of any animals like dogs is only 20 years. Correct? Like this we know the time. So the time, through time we know two things. One is temporary and other is eternal. And we also know that our body is also temporary. Correct? And sometimes we have a lamentation. We know that this is temporary, but we lament so much about it. But time will solve. So this time, from time we get two things, one is temporary, other is eternal. So, and of course in Gita and everywhere, here also Yamaraj is telling, so you know, temporary, so temporary and also eternity. So soul is eternal and the body is temporary. So this is very, very important. And of course, ultimately this time is under the control of Supreme Lord. So now this is the time in material world and the time in spiritual world. So time is there, time is Krishna's energy. So here also time is there, Krishna energy. And in spiritual also Lord Krishna is there, time is there. And of course Krishna himself is there. So there, in spiritual world, time is unlimited and eternal. So that is why we say, you get Satchitananda Vigraha. So just like Lord Sri Krishna is Satchitananda Vigraha, similarly, those who live in spiritual world, they are also eternal. Whereas those who live in material world, they are temporary. In material world, everything is temporary, including this world itself. The creation of this universe, maintenance of this universe, and of course, dissolution or destruction of this universe. This is also temporary. Of course, it looks like a trillions of years, very long for us, with our tiny brain. But Lord Krishna's, for him, this is just like a breathing in, breathing out. In 1 second, we breathe out. In 1 or 2 seconds, we breathe in. Just like that. The time, the duration of this universe is from Krishna's perspective. But from our perspective, here, it is millions of trillions of years. So huge number of years. So at some time, it takes off. That's why it is called temporary. So in material world, everything is temporary. But in spiritual world, everything is unlimited and eternal. So that is why we say when we go back to spiritual world, so what happens? So, no birth. But once we appear there is no death. So death happens often because of a person becoming deceased and also old age, or some incident happens, we can't revive at all. So whereas in spiritual world, so it is different. So this is very important to understand time. So from the Vedic perspective, from material perspective, we know that it is temporary, although we think it is eternal. So spiritually, it is in a spiritual world, it is eternal. So coming back to this verse, so he says, thus Yamaraj told all his queens that you are all so foolish that you lament, but you don't see your own death. So here in this, verse, Atma Apayam. Atma Apaya. Apaya means danger. What is the danger for Atma or this body? The most danger is the death. So he is saying that, Apayasuntaha. Apayasuntaha is like a seeing. Apayasuntaha is not seeing. So why is it happening? Because of Abuddhaya. We know Buddhaya. When we say Buddha, we say the most enlightened one. Correct? The meaning of, when you translate Buddha. Buddha means one who is enlightened. Like we see Krishna. Krishna means all attractive. Similarly, Buddha means one who is enlightened. So Lord Buddha. Correct? A Buddha means one who is not enlightened. That is ignorant. So here the Yamaraj is saying, A Buddhaya. Because of this ignorance of science of soul, so then you are facing Atma Apayam. Your own death. So he's saying that you are simply lamenting and you will soon meet your own death. So just like this Kulinga bird has met. Then he's also saying, Varasya Satim and Sochatim. Soch means lamentation. Sochata for Varasya Sate. That means hundreds of years they are lamenting. Even if you lament hundreds of years, this dead husband will not come alive. What will happen is only your death will be coming. So that is the, so he is explaining to them so that they can get convinced that they can release their husband and you can burn him or bury him, whatever. Correct? You don't have to hold on for hundreds of years and cry, and meanwhile you yourself also die, just like the bird has died. So he inspired, actually you will see soon in the next verse that they immediately agreed that okay, now you can take him to crematorium. Yeah. So this is a very nice situation. In purport, Prabhupada talks about, this, the interaction between Yudhishthira and Yamaraj. So he talks about the one of the situation in from Mahabharata. Vana Prabha, Vana Vasa. You know, when Pandavas lost in dice game, what was the deal? If they lose, they will go for 12 years of Vanavasa. So Pandavas went 12 years Vanavasa. Plus there was one more condition. After 12 years of Vanavasa, the 13 year, they have to live in such a way that nobody can really recognize them or identify them anonymously. So this Vanaprabha, so 313, 116. So that Vanaprabha, that part is still talking about Pandavas just finished 12 years of Vanavasa. When you are finishing 12 years of Vanavasa, next comes very difficult time. Because in Vanavasa, you can go and stay wherever you want. People can see you. And that is how Pandavas, you know, saw many. Then Pandavas also, during that period, won the hand of Drupadi as well. During Vanavasa only, people saw. No problem. So, but they were residents of forest. So, they can't live in the kingdom, like in city. So, unless you were banished. Banished means you go and just live in that forest where nobody is there. Dandenong forest. Only you might see some birds once in a while, some others are coming. You can't expect high facility like you are at home. Correct? You can't expect parents' facility, I mean, protection, nor government protection. Correct? If you're in a city, you can go to government and maybe seek protection. No protection. So, you are at the mercy of the forest and the ferocious animals. Of course, if Lord is protecting you, you will be protected. Even if tiger is going around, tiger may not be able to see you. So, the protection. So, they received protection. In many difficult situations, they also received protection from Lord Sri Krishna also. So, there are lots of stories are explained in Srimad Bhagavatam as well. Anyway, so, 12th year is almost ending. So they are now thinking about what about our 13th year and how are we going to follow this, Ajnatavasa. Ajnata means nobody can should see. So they were planning. And exactly at that time, one Brahmin comes. He says, oh, you are all very great warriors. You know, one deer came and it took away my Arani. What is Arani? Arani, in a forest, if you there are two sticks, when you rub like this very strongly, fire will come. Simply matchbox, correct? For us, Arani is a matchbox, correct? When the Deepa, lamp, the wicks, not glowing, at that time we take one stick, matchbox, and then light it, correct? So Arani. So this Arani, so in forest they don't have a matchbox like us. Here you have to pay and fact matchbox made nicely in factory and then you take one stick and... So essentially we are rubbing two sticks. One with, both are similar but if you read, they are concentrated fire. You rub quickly, it will catch a fire. So such Arani, so this deer, he was performing Agnya. This deer, just going around, deers in forest, you can find deer. So usually deers are more little saintly animal compared to tigers. Tigers, generally people run away. For deer, they don't run away. They are little more friendly, quite friendly. Some deer can be very cruel, but some deer, they will give their ankles. They will just try to do like that. Sometime what happened while doing, it was eating the grass near that Brahmin, then turn and then. His Arani got stuck it to the deer comb and then it ran away. So he's saying that now I'm performing Agnya, please help me. So at that time, Yudhishthira orders and all of them start following the footstep of that deer. They goes on here and there, they couldn't find anything. It went on like this 10, 20 kilometer, 100 kilometer in forest, they couldn't find. So meanwhile, they become thirsty. First, you become thirsty. Correct, when you do too much of walking here and there. Of course, you become hungry also. Now, if you have got hungry and thirsty, which one you want to satisfy first? Usually you want to satisfy thirst. So let me get a glass of water. So I don't need to find. I have here only, but in Pandava situation, water was not available there. So now, You know, one of them climbed the tree and they saw, oh, there is far away, there is a lake. They were all happy. So usually, you know, Pandavas, five brothers. So Nakula, you know, usually when you find a water at home also, you tell the smallest person in the family, go and get the water. Correct? So usually what happens? You tell your brother, go and get the water. So your brother, you know, their parents will tell you, go and get the water. So like that. So Nakula was told, okay, go and get the water. So he went and went and went and found this lake and very pure water. Not much creature. Looks like very pure. No disturbance, no dirt. So all pure. So he wanted to drink. At that time, he heard an Akashavani type. So there, one crane, bird is sitting there. Then he heard a voice, please do not drink. This is, if you drink without answering my question, you'll be poisoned, you will die. But Nakula, you know, he was so thirsty, he didn't pay attention. He just drank the water. By effect of that drinking water, with the poison, he died. So he didn't, then they are waiting, those other four Pandavas that are there. Then what happened? Then they sent Sahadev. Okay, you go and find out, get water. So he went, so same thing happened to him. He came and he also didn't pay any attention. He heard that Akashavani, that you need to answer my question, then only you are eligible to drink this water, otherwise, you know, this water will become poison, you will die. So he also drank, he died. So Nakula Sahadeva finished. Next they said, who are the other strong men in the Pandavas left? Only three are left. Yudhishthira, Arjuna and Pandava. So, you know, Bhima came. So Bhima also given this warning. Bhima usually won't listen to when he's warning, when he's hungry or thirsty. So he won't listen to warning. He says, who is this? So he also drank and died. Arjuna came. Arjuna also, you know, very powerful warrior with Dhanurdhara. So he's a powerful warrior, but he also didn't listen to this Akashavani. So he also drank and he also died. So four Pandavas didn't heed these words of this crane bird. Actually, it's the Yaksha. She's asking this question, but nobody, none of those four brothers didn't. Then they also didn't come back at all. So Yudhishthira waited a little bit of time. He became more thirsty, but also he became concerned about his brothers as an elder. And they all went in his instruction to fetch the water. So they didn't come. So he was concerned. He started also following. Then he come across. Then he suddenly sees this four brothers dead. So he didn't lament. He thought, okay, let me drink glass water. He was about to drink at that time again, that Yaksha, crane bird. So he says, you know, please answer my question. If you answer correctly, nicely, satisfactorily, then you will become eligible to drink this water. So Yudhishthira, and also he told, if you drink without answering, you will also have the same fate as your brothers. So he saw that four brothers are lying dead. So same fate will happen to you. So at that time, of course, Yudhishthira is much more, like a Dharmaraj. So very virtuous person. Even though he is very, very thirsty, he said, okay, let me make an attempt to answer you. So this is where, so many questions are asked to Yudhishthira on different aspects. Starting with who is God, who is, what is the dharma, duty, what are virtual qualities, what are the good qualities of Brahmana, what are the good qualities of Kshatriya, what is the duty, and these four Purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, that also asks. And who can follow this dharma, artha, kama, moksha properly? Only who has a perfect wife at home. If you don't have a perfect wife, it is very difficult to follow dharma, artha, kama, moksha as per the Vedic instruction. Correct? Whenever things are not happening well, it is because, mature wife is not there. So this is what Yudhishthira is saying, okay? So then of course Yudhishthira was also asked one of the important questions. Like these hundreds of questions were asked. And one of the important question was, What is the most wonderful thing within this world? Within this material world, what is the most wonderful? If you search on internet, what is the most wonderful things in the world? Some people say having a nice, holiday in Bali. Correct? So maybe 50% of Australians will say, what is the most wonderful thing that you can do in your life? I can go for 2 weeks of holiday in Bali. In fact, you will see that. Correct? Or somebody says, okay, I want to, have such a great food in some special restaurant. Like that, people have different conception of wonderful things that can happen to them. So if you ask somebody who says, what is the most wonderful that can happen to you? You came from India. That fellow will say, I need to get a PR, permanent resident of Australia. Correct? When they are in distress and they will be kicked out or, having difficulty, not able to get job. So if you become a PR, it is easy to get job. Like that, everybody has temporary wonderful thing and the permanent wonderful thing. The same question was asked to Yudhishthira. Who asked this question? That Yaksha, that crane bird. Who is that Yaksha? Is actually Yamaraj. So Yamaraj, till then Yudhishthira didn't know. He thought this Yaksha, this crane bird is asking this question. So what is the most wonderful thing in this world? So obviously it was asked in Sanskrit, not in English. So therefore Yudhishthira has replied in Sanskrit. Correct? If somebody asks you in English, you have to answer in English. If they ask you in Hindi or Telugu, you answer in Telugu. Correct? That same language, so that both can converse. So here, he's saying, Ahanti Ahanti Bhutani Gacchanti Yamachalayam Yamachalayam. Like, Yamachalaya Simmachala. Correct? So, Yamachalayam. So, with time, we see hundreds of thousands of living entities are meeting death and going to Yamachalaya. Yamachalaya, the place where Yamaraj is. Correct? So they're meeting death. But Shesha Sarvatam Ichchati. But they all desire that or feel that they are going to stay here permanently. And this is the most wonderful. He says, Kim Acharyam Ata Paramam. Parama means the highest, most wonderful. Acharyam. So this is the Acharyam. This is Acharya. It's wonderful. So he says, everyone sees their near ones, their parents or grandparents, great parents, relatives, birds and bees, dogs, ants. We all see that they are dying every moment. But we never think ourselves that I am going to die. Correct? So we all think that we are going to be here, permanent. So that is how we all develop feeling. So this is already happening everywhere. So as a result, we are not really preparing for our death. We are preparing for so many things. The moment we get up, due to the time kala factor, we get up, we take bath, prepare food. So if you are a devotee, offer it to Krishna and make that prasada and honor it, and then maybe go to office and work, then come back. Then, of course, have dinner and then sleep. So all things are going on, correct? In the time factor activity. So we are busy in those aspects. And even though we see that others are dying during COVID-19, that it was 2020, 2021, even 2020, now also. So here and there people are dying. We hear all that so much. But we don't feel that we are going to die. So as a result, we are not preparing all our effort and energy. He is going and trying to be stay here, permanently. Even though sometimes we see we are going to die. See, sometimes people, what do? They take life insurance. So those who know that they are going to die, but once they die, they are simply concerned about what will happen to all my dependents. Correct. So most people don't worry. They think that they're going to be permanent and eternal. And there are people who think that, they are also going to meet death. So, but they are more than they are also concerned about what will happen to my dependents, my wife, my children, and other relatives, various people. What will happen to them? Nobody will look after. Let me take life insurance. So they take a life insurance. So what is the job of life insurance? You know, you every month you pay some money. You say that I'm going to pay do like this for next 70 years. So when the 70 year comes, at that time I will get $1 million or $2 million. So even though I'll be old, I should have enough money to look after myself and look after others. That's one situation. That generally don't happen, because we don't live 100 years. Only few lucky ones live 100 years, correct? So that's why it says, Varsha Satir, 100 years. Versus that there only few people will live. Most people die at that time. What happens? The money will be, the company which promised, insurance company, will give that money so that, whom do they give? They give it to the wife and the son and daughter, whoever are there, leftover people. So they all can survive. So that is how they are trying to make a plan, insurance plan. Correct? And some people, they are not worried about any near dear ones. They think, you know, the moment I die, maybe because there are not sufficient medicine to cure me, or maybe there is not sufficient special medicine, if I get injected, you know, I'll be revived again and become a young person again. Correct? So in this regard, people are doing a lot of research. Scientists, Prabhupada saying that, so-called scientists, pseudo-scientists, they are making various plans by which living entities can be revived in the future. So suppose, dead body can be revived in the future. If you know that information, what do you do? Maybe I will take an insurance. If my body dies, at that time, I want this body to be preserved. So these are the kind of research people are doing. So that is called cryonics. You know, so at that time, you can write a will. So my life insurance money, not to be given to wife, daughter, or the government. Because government also will take away, by the way. If you don't nominate who is going to take, government will take away this money. Government will take away all your property if there is no claimant. Okay? So anyway, so some people are thinking, okay, why don't they preserve my body in a special temperature, something like 190 degree? So when scientists discover some kind of special nanotechnology medicine, if it is given to me, I will come back. Not only come back, there will be medicine that will cure the disease that killed me. Correct? People die of some disease. Most of the time, old age and disease. Disease are, you know, or some incident of consuming a poison due to whatever reason, or any reason. So this is how people are thinking. In fact, lots of people are thinking like that. So there are many people who have, to put such a condition on their life insurance, and people, family members also agreed, and there are even foundations called Life Extension Foundation. So those people will take your dead body and preserve in 160 degree some box in the room, and hope that in 100 year, 50 year, whatever time, there will be medicine discovered, and they can give that injection. Then person will come back. Then when he comes back, still the disease is there. Then there will be another medicine, the person will, the cure, and that will go on. So this is how people are doing. Not only people who are dead, preserved, and some people, you know, even right now you can find people. For example, you heard about PayPal? PayPal. You know, PayPal people use to transfer money from one account to another, correct? You have PayPal account? So he's an accountant. Accountants will know how to transfer money without informing ATO. Correct? ATO is Australian Taxation Authority. And you know that in this world, the death and tax, these two things you cannot avoid. Can you avoid tax? Can you avoid death? Nobody can avoid. The great scientists are saying. So, there are two things that are 100% certain in this world. What are those 100% certain? Death, and if you earn money, tax is also certain. And if you try to evade, so various countries have got people to come after you. Correct? So, in India they are called CBI. Here in Australia also ATO and a few other spies are there. So you can't avoid. So these PayPal founders, The company are started by somebody, correct? And two people who started, and those people also, you know, believe in this cryonics, and they also put enough money that when they die, so their body also should be preserved, they come back, and so that they can create new PayPal, whatever PayPal they want to create. So like this, you know, people are, that means, now we have seen PayPal because we have heard about it. How many of you not heard PayPal? Anybody not? You not heard? Okay. You didn't have, but most of them heard PayPal and they use PayPal. Even I know Mataji's. They say, oh, why don't you transfer money to my PayPal account? You know, they connected to mobile phone, tick, 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 and then transfer. So PayPal is also known. At least here, half devotees know. So if 50% devotees knows means, then most non-devotees also know. Correct? So other devotees are, they are very busy in Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. So those, just like Prahlad Maharaj, they are always so busy in, Sravanam, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And then our devotees in Kali Yuga, and thanks to Prabhupada, we all are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Some are doing one round, some are doing four rounds, some are doing 16 rounds, and those Mahabhagavats are doing, exactly like Harivadas Thakur, maybe 300 or 170 times rounds, like that. Devotees are so busy in Sravanam Kirtan of Vishnu, Lord Krishna. So they may not know PayPal, but others know. Okay, so these founders are also into that psych. Yeah, so that is very dangerous. And so this is the trouble. So people are not taking seriously at all that they are also going, the time factor will also finish them as well. This body, of course, the soul is eternal, which they also don't know. They think they're actually body. So therefore, we should do preserve this body. All our efforts should be over preserving body so that upright medicine comes up, we can bring back. So as a result of this, you know, we don't worry about death, but we focus all our time on energy on things that can't help us. What are the things we do? You know, we try to put all our effort in acquiring a lot of wealth. Can wealth save us? Maybe if you become sick, maybe even if one catches this coronavirus, maybe you can put in ICU, and if your immune system is strong enough, you come back. That's all, maximum. But one can't be sure from death. Then maybe, of course, here we put a lot of effort in acquiring property. Sometimes even devotees also put a lot of effort in acquiring property. Some devotees have got 10 investment property. 10, not just 5. 10. Correct? 5, 10 investment property. So maybe before they became devotee, now they become devotees, possibly living peacefully. Then of course, education, sometime we pursue so much of our energy in acquiring fame and prestige, power, big balance, all sorts of things, even big army. See, Hiranyakashipu has built big army. That's why we say the king of all the demons, correct? The king means you are maintaining big army. Whereas his son, he is not worried about maintaining a big army to protect him from others. So he simply, what is his weapon? His weapon was always Vishnu Smarana. So he is doing Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So constantly chanting holy name. That is the only thing he was doing. Of course, he was doing many other things. He's teaching the same thing to his classmates and others. So he has taken shelter of Lord Holy Name. But whereas others are taking shelter of so many things. So as a result, we invest, but nothing will save us. Sometimes we become great jnani. So you become a perfect in rules and grammars and scriptures. Also too much of time spent there. But that auto won't save. Correct? So if you, for example, Adi Shankaracharya in Bhaja Govindam, he says, Bhaja Govindam, Mudamate, Samprapte, Sanihiti Kale, Nai Nai Raksiti, Durkarani. So what is saying that, O fool, worship Govinda, at the time of death, the last breath, your rules of grammar will not save you. Because, so this song, Adi Shankara composed, when he saw in Varanasi, he is walking, at that time one old man is about to feel death. He is trying to write, becoming perfection in, you know, grammar, Pani. You know, you want to become perfect in how to write this and that. He's trying to make that perfection. Tried his life, he is still perfecting. So that time Adi Shankara says, "Oh fool, at the time of your death, you are already coming to the last breath of your life, so old. This grammar will not save you. So better, bhaja Govindam. Just worship Govinda. Bhaja Govinda. Just chant Govinda. Chant Govinda name. Only that can save you." So Adi Shankara also said, "No, not just, Krishna, not just acharyas come our line, but, you know, we have Dvaita and Advaita philosophy." So even Adi Shankara, who is a impersonalist, but he himself said that bhaja Govindam, bhaja Govindam. So at last breath of life, nothing can save you. Only Lord mercy can save you. Even, of course, body can't be saved. Everything is perishable. But so if you leave this body, next breath, the next life, you prefer at least you get a human form of life in Australia or one of these countries. But most of them, they get a, you know, other animal body, other bodies are there. So the best success can be if you are able to go back to spiritual world, where there is no old age and disease. Satchit Ananda. Just like Lord is Satchit Ananda, similarly you can also achieve Satchit Ananda form. If you go to Vaikuntha Loka, you can actually almost look similar to, you know, Lord Narayana. In fact, this Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they were in Vaikuntha. Now, when they in Vaikuntha, they were gatekeepers. They were also looking like Lord Narayana, with four hands, so with Sankha, Chakra, Padma, Gada. So they were also like, you can have a similar Sarupa. Or you go to Goloka Vrindavan, they are also, you also look like Krishna, and then Satchidananda. But there you are not acting like Krishna. There you can like, "I am friend of Krishna. I am parent of Krishna, I am servant of Krishna." So you have a very friendly relationship. So there you don't need a super soul, because Krishna himself is there. We are here, so Krishna accompanies us in the form of super soul. Correct? His expansion. Shirodaksha Vishnu, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, so Shirodaksha Vishnu is there. So he is accompanying us and guiding us. But there we don't need, because Krishna himself is there. So there is no need of expansion. Direct Krishna is there. So that is what material people take, but whereas the devotees are taking shelter of Lord. Like we have here you see Prahlad, so he took shelter of holy name of Vasudeva, Krishna. Then of course we hear a lot of other stories like Ambarish Maharaj, they took shelter of Lord. Even in difficult situation, Durvasamuni, when he sent this, the demon to kill him, at that time he didn't ask his army. He was a king, commanding, army. He didn't make the... He simply, again, remembering Lord. If Lord wills, let His will be fulfilled. Right? So if I have to die, no problem, I will die. So if Lord wills, it's up to Lord. So immediately Lord, He is there in everyone's heart, He knows. And also Lord immediately released the Surya Chakra. So He was protected. So like that. So He didn't think about, protection and all that. So this death is the final exam. So the devotees, instead of trying to protect themselves through material means, so whereas the devotees are protecting themselves through holy name, through sravanam, kirtanam, performing various the sanghas of devotion, so thereby, so they simply depend on the Lord will. If the death comes, so be will. If doesn't come, so will. So they simply chanting holy name. Because of that, Lord is able to, they are able to take next birth appearance in Goloka Vrindavan, then make life successful. So that is the death is the exam, final exam. Like you go exam, right? So simple exam. In primary school here they don't give that much exam. In India they give exam. In high school you have exam. In college you got exam. You want to go for a joint job exam. Even if you get a PR, the so called permanent resident. This is not permanent resident. Who is permanent? Only maybe you are resident for another 50 years. Correct? But they call that the permanent resident. And you work so hard. Then not only that, now they say you should pass that IELTS test. And the bar is keep increasing. They say you should get IELTS in reading, writing, speaking, 7, 8, 9, like that they're saying. People are trying 10 times, 20 times, 30 times. Suppose you take that test and come to Australia. You finish your master's or PhD. Then you apply for PR. You studied in Australia, you got master's degree, you got PhD degree in Australia. Still they will say, again you take IELTS test. Prove that your English is same or increased. Correct? That means if you come to Australia, there is no certainty that your English will improve. That is what government is saying. Just because you come to Australia, your English may not improve. We think it will improve. Correct? So there are many, my students also at Melbourne University. They finished PhD degree. They got IELTS 8 in their country. They come here. They finished PhD degree. Now for PR, they have to take exam. Some of them tried so many times. Even the master degree holder, several times. Struggle to get that IELTS score. So like even for small thing, there is a test. Similarly, death is our final exam of our life. Please become successful. Simply remember Lord Sri Krishna. Simply remember, Jagannath Yatra. Yesterday Jagannath Yatra happened. So if you are simply dancing in front of Jagannath, maybe last breath of life, how joyous I was in front of Jagannath dancing on February 19th in that Kataniya Garden or St. Kilda. Just remember that. He will immediately go to appear in Goloka Vrindavan. So there Lord Sri Krishna is waiting for you. So he will give you a hug and take with you. Correct? So you will have a eternal Satchidananda life. Okay, so with that let us conclude that conquering death through a material means is difficult, impossible. Nobody has revived. Even if you are by mercy of Lord, so your life has revived just like Ajamila case. So what did he do? He started taking shelter of Lord, then perfected his life and went back to Vaikuntha Loka. So similarly, so you can conquer the death, because when you are chanting and you become fearless, correct? The devotees like Prahlad Maharaj become fearless because of the holy name protection. Similarly, those who have taken full shelter of Supreme Lord, they are fearless. They are not worried about death. Prabhupada also was not worried about death. He was worried about death. He would have just stayed in Vrindavan, took some Ayurveda and elongated his life. He was not worried. He knew that it's very risky to go in Jaladuta, in ship for 2 months or so many days in the ship. Even he come across a heart attack. He was not worried at all. So it is Lord's will. So even after going there, he just survived. He didn't plan like us. Oh, before I go there, so I have booked a hotel. We booked, somebody will come to pick me up. So many things we make arrangement. He didn't make any arrangement. But still he took a shelter of Lord, became successful, not worried about death at all. So he said, even if I'm going to die, better to die while doing preaching, just like Bhishma Dev. That's how he did. In fact, the last, 10th, 11th, Srimad Bhagavatam, he's dictating, then he left his life. So that is why you see, the Srimad Bhagavatam, you pick up 13, 14, 15 and all, other cantos. There you don't see Prabhupada name. You see, translated by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So, his disciples have completed the rest of few cantos that are left. Correct? So Prabhupada don't have to worry about that. So he simply focused. So like that. So if you focus, then you conquer the death. So you conquer one devotee, death through only bhakti. So Yamaraj himself is saying, please do not waste all your time that is given for hundreds of years simply lamenting about things that are impermanent, that are temporary. Focus your mind and your energy and thoughts along with this temporary body maintenance also. So focus also on remembering Supreme Lord, which you can remember only when you practice sadhana. And that is what we are doing, sadhana. Coming here, attending this program is a sadhana. We are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Sravanam. We do Hare Krishna Kirtan, chanting. So Smaranam, we do some seva. And we do Vandanam, correct? Govindam, Adipurusham, like that morning, so we sing. So all this, whatever the devotees have prescribed, we are following automatically, simply by entering the temple. So thank you very much. Let me stop here. And if you have got any question, I'll be happy to answer or comment. I would like to hear. You have a question? Yes? Please give. So Prabhus usually say, the other speaker, they said, Srimad Bhagavatam class is not complete without a question by this Mataji. So you can ask so that others can hear. Please take. Yeah, yeah. The devotee is online. So who are those non-devotees who attended Ratayatra Dematya wake up also? Please ask.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. You were talking about lamentation, but when we're in great loss, we keep faith in Krishna, which is good, although he has his plans. So is that okay, or what else, and what else can we do to avoid fear and lamentation?
Yeah, so theoretically we know that we should not lament, correct? We hear this class, we know that. So since we are humans, so when a difficult situation comes up, so we also lament, but we don't need to lament forever. So that is the message. So if some, so let's say somebody or some close ones to you, if they fall down and maybe just break their finger or some injury happened, so a little bit, sympathetic to them. But you can't be sympathetic forever. Lament forever. So the lamentation period has to be as short as possible. Correct? Or you are sorrowful, a situation like you sorrow forever, then you don't have a time to serve Krishna. You don't have a time to even chant holy name. So therefore we are not able to take shelter. Yeah, so Krishna is saying that, so if you simply focus on lamenting about these temporary things, all your energy, so we won't get Krishna's mercy. Only Yamaraj will come. So it is important that, so we learn from the life. So these all are told us, these stories, to inspire us, so that when we come across such a situation, we should also, we saw all this, then finally it is the Lord, and of course we have to take shelter of Lord. So this whatever period we lament for, versus like hundreds of years, nothing comes back, and it's all temporary. Even if you lose some money, you lose a pen. Sometimes you lament, this was very close to me, this was presented to me by, Prabhupada himself. Right? Let's say Prabhupada presented you a pen. So you lament. Yes, Prabhupada presented, yes, we should preserve it. But if you lose it, it's a will of providence. A little bit lament. I lost it. Next time be careful. But still chant holy name. So chanting holy name, remembering pastimes, remembering interaction with the devotees, remembering Jagannath Rath Yatra is the best way. Yeah, remembering Jagannath Yatra is, if you enjoyed Jagannath Yatra, there you danced, let us say, and then you enjoyed dancing in front of Jagannath. So it is a devotion. And then if you remember that, so we come out of lamentation. Usually, when you lose something, the devotees quickly, they come out and then get on with their life. But if they are non-devotee, they will be crying about it forever. Especially, for example, even though you might have worked for 60 years, 70 years in a big position, then you retire. If you are a devotee, your engagement continues. You morning come here, attend Mangalarti, attend Darshanarti, and do Kirtan, have Prasada, some Rajbhagarati, Sayana. Like that, your life is joyful. You go to Vrindavan, go on, all this goes on. But if you are non-devotee, you don't know what to do in your life. What do? You get one dog. Buy a dog and then take care of dog, go around. That's what happens. Yeah. So it is better to be in devotion, make life perfection. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.